Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes, and thanks for joining me today. Leveling Up is a series that spotlights the 9 skills for success to help you increase your professional and personal growth. This podcast is a Workplace Education Manitoba project funded by the Government of Canada and the Manitoba government. Throughout this journey, I, along with career and employment subject matter experts, will discuss personal experiences and present newly created tools and time-tested resources that will inspire and affirm your curiosity. Look for real and actionable strategies supporting you in realizing your individual goals and successes. The adventure is just beginning, so please join me weekly on Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast, where we dive deep into the ever-evolving realm of social media and digital technology, especially in supporting people who are getting ready for work and even those of us in the workplace. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes, and in today's episode, we'll explore how employers are using digital tools to learn about you just as much as you're researching them, and how you can effectively utilize digital technology in your professional life. In today's hyper-connected world, social media isn't just a platform for sharing memes and connecting with friends, although that can be super fun. It's also a powerful tool for employers to learn about potential candidates. Before you even step foot into an interview room, chances are your future employer has already Googled your name and scrolled through your social media profiles. And what they can find can significantly influence their perception of you as a candidate. Now, with that in mind, it's crucial to support people entering into the Canadian or Manitoban workplace and ensure that they curate their online presence thoughtfully. And same goes for us already in the work world. Your social media profiles are an extension of your professional identity, and they should reflect your values, interests, and skills in a positive light. Take a moment to even review your privacy settings and consider what content you're comfortable sharing publicly. Remember, once something is online, it can be challenging to remove it entirely. But it's not just about avoiding negative scrutiny. Social media can be a powerful tool for building your personal brand and even showcasing your expertise. So using platforms like LinkedIn to highlight your professional achievements, share industry insights, and connect with like-minded professionals can be of amazing value. By actively engaging in online conversations and demonstrating your knowledge, you can position yourself as a thought leader in your field. Maybe you even stumbled across this podcast as a result of social media. We know that social media can help us have meaningful connections and foster professional relationships. In fact, networking has never been easier thanks to various platforms like X and LinkedIn, where industry experts and thought leaders share insights and engage in discussions. By actively participating in online communities and contributing valuable content, you can expand your professional network and open doors to new opportunities. I've had several opportunities land in my direction as a result of having an online presence. One that comes to mind is the opportunity I had to mentor someone. They reached out through a social media site where we discussed what their expectations would be as mentor and mentee and fostered a great professional relationship as a result. We use the messaging part of the site almost in a sense like a pre-interview, and we are seeing more and more of screening candidates for jobs in similar ways. The caution again is that while social media offers a potential for career advancement, it's really essential to approach it with caution and discretion. Remember that everything you post online is a reflection of your personal brand, so think twice before hitting the publish button. Avoid controversial topics and offensive language that could alienate potential employers and even tarnish your professional reputation. Your personal brand is tied to your credibility. Using the internet, I found several ways of boosting your online presence in a positive and professional way. Because let's face it, looking professional on social media is important for creating a positive impression, whether you're representing yourself personally or a business. So here are some tips to help you achieve a professional presence on social media. The very first one is your profile picture. Use a clear, high-resolution headshot for your profile picture. Make sure it's professional and appropriate for the platform. Consider your clothing choice, background, and lighting. I've seen some amazing pictures and some where I may have cringed as well. And well, those might have been mine, but still, ensure that you're putting your best face forward. You may want to coach your clients on what would be appropriate in case there is any concern, and be prepared to have those hard conversations about personal presence. I remember a class recently where we were discussing our personal presentation when it comes to work, and someone said, "I hate that everyone judges on the way someone looks." I assured them that it wasn't just about having the fanciest clothes, but looking neat, clean, and dressing safely for the job they're performing. Like, sure, I would have loved to have shown up that day with my bedhead and jammies and reminded this person that had I done so, they would not have taken my message seriously. I also said, "You've already judged me based on what I'm wearing and really how I look. Most of us do." And they agreed that, yup, they might not have taken me so seriously had I come in my jammies. Okay, so the next one is to complete your profile. Fill out all of the sections of your profile completely, including your bio, contact information, and any relevant links. Add a cover picture. I remember in a course that the trainer saying something like your cover picture on Facebook, but especially LinkedIn, should be one that helps those looking at your profile see that you're filling things out completely. Consider having your client put a picture of the city they live in or something relevant to the industry they would like to be a part of. The next one is consistent branding. Maintain consistency in your branding across all social media platforms. Use the same profile picture, cover photo, and handle whenever possible. All right, number four is quality content. Share high-quality content that is relevant to your audience and industry. And this could include articles, images, videos, or even infographics. And a hot tip, make sure you check the sources of these articles and images. Number five, this makes sense, right? Engage thoughtfully. Engage with your audience in a professional and respectful manner and respond to comments and messages promptly and professionally. There have been moments, which I will call my pinch points, where I may have disagreed with somebody, typed out my hastily typed response and went, "Yeah, I think I'm going to delete that because I want to engage thoughtfully." Number six is use proper grammar and spelling. Double check your posts for grammar and spelling errors before publishing. Sloppy writing can detract from your professionalism. And depending on the level of writing, you may want to encourage your client to put their writing through a word service. Even things like Grammarly or Word can save face when writing may be weak. Seven is to be authentic. While it's important to maintain a professional image, it's also important to be authentic and genuine. Show your personality and let your voice shine through your posts. The next one is avoid controversial topics. Steer clear of controversial topics that could alienate your audience or potential clients, customers, and in this case, employers. Next, and number nine, follow industry leaders. Follow and engage with other professionals and industry leaders in your field. This can help you stay informed and build connections within your industry. Number 10, monitor your online presence. Regularly take a look at your social media profiles for any negative comments or even mentions and address any issues promptly and professionally. Number 11, use privacy settings. Be mindful of your privacy settings and even adjust them as needed to control who sees your posts and information. And the last one, number 12, professional networking. Use social media platforms like LinkedIn to network with other professionals in your industry, join relevant groups, and participate in discussions. Now, by following these tips, you can create a professional and engaging presence on social media that reflects positively on your business and, of course, your personal brand. We know that digital skills are a key part of the Skills for Success framework, and truth be told, digital technology is reshaping the way we work. Think about it this way. There are so many options available that finding the right tools for you and your team, plus encouraging your clients to use digital skills, can sometimes feel overwhelming. As you encourage and support your clients, remind them that boosting their digital skills will serve them well in our new world of work, especially coming out of pandemic life. One area where digital technology is particularly changing is in remote work. With the rise of telecommuting, teams are no longer confined to traditional office space. Instead, we are collaborating across time zones and continents, relying on digital tools to stay connective and productive. Video conferencing platforms like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, GoToMeetings, Skype, WebEx, Google Meet, and more have become essential for virtual meetings, while project management tools like Slack, Trello, and Asana keep teams organized and on track. Because many workplaces, where possible, are offering hybrid work-from-home options, it's important to consider the tech skills of those we serve. These skills can be increased by having people boost their skills. Digital technology is not to be feared or ignored. In fact, we see the rate of change increasing at a rapid pace. More often, workplaces are looking for tools that facilitate collaboration, communication, and task management while boosting productivity and definitely workflow. Sometimes I think of it as teaching someone to tie their shoes. If we never take the time, and trust me, energy, to learn this particular skill, we will be left behind. And although Crocs are super comfy, they're not always the best footwear choice for every job. Now, as your clients look for work, help them to see the benefits of boosting their tech skills so that there are more options in choosing which workplace would best suit their needs. The more we know about digital tech, the more choices we have in the work that we do. This is a skill that requires a huge helping of continuous learning and adaptability. So consider what gaps they have. Do they have an online presence that needs to be cleaned up? Are they familiar with only mobile devices and not desktop or laptop computers? Understanding where to spend their time in learning digital technology skills will set your learner and clients on the best path to success. Now, I want to talk about a big truth. With the changes we have seen in work from home and hybrid options, there is newfound flexibility, which comes with new challenges, particularly around work-life balance. When your office is just a few steps away from your living room, it can be tempting to blur the lines between work and leisure. Setting boundaries and establishing routines are essential for maintaining a healthy balance, whether you're working from home or even in a traditional office setting, and especially when you can see that pile of dishes or a cute dog that just needs to be walked. Know yourself. And the other side is, don't be too disappointed if you had hoped for work from home and now the company is shifting back to in-office work. And speaking of shifting, let's turn our focus to the future of work and how digital technology is shaping the jobs of tomorrow. As automation and artificial intelligence continue to advance, the nature of work is evolving rapidly. While some fear that technology will replace human jobs, and trust me, I've had those conversations, others see it as an opportunity to augment our skills and capabilities. So how can you prepare yourself and others for the future of work in an increasingly digital world? First and foremost, focus on developing transferable skills that are in demand across industries. Skills for success like communication, problem solving, and adaptability will serve you well regardless of your chosen career path. Additionally, stay curious and keep learning. The pace of technological change is only going to accelerate, so it's essential to stay up to date with the latest developments. Your clients may be quick to say that they don't have computer skills or digital technology skills, but don't underestimate the skills of navigating social media. I know in one of my former lives in broadcasting, we worked hard at learning editing tools, the tips and tricks of the biz, layering sound and putting together images, and yet now we see people of all ages, skills, and abilities doing this very thing on social media. Sure, some are using templates, but the changes we see in technology are increasing every day. Help your clients to recognize the skills and abilities they already have from navigating life on social media and help them transfer those skills into work-ready tech talent. We haven't even mentioned the amount of tutorials on YouTube for pretty much everything, including how to navigate Zoom, how to use social media, and more. There are experts out there willing to give you this content, and like a good Manitoba special, lots of it is free. So look for content that will help build your professional brand in a positive way. And finally, don't underestimate the power of networking and building relationships both online and offline. Your professional network, as well as those you support, can open doors to new opportunities and provide help and guidance throughout your career journey. Whether it's through social media platforms like LinkedIn or attending industry conferences and events, investing in your network is an investment in your future success. Social media and digital technology are transforming the way we work and interact in the professional world. From how employers evaluate candidates to the tools we use to collaborate and communicate, digital technology is reshaping every aspect of the modern workplace. By embracing these changes and leveraging digital tools to their fullest potential, you can position yourself for success in the ever-evolving landscape of work. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on social media and digital technology. Stay connected, stay inspired, and keep exploring the possibilities of the digital world. Join us next time on Leveling Up, Your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy-Holmes.